Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above.
I see the Caddyshack Gophers singing, like dancing to this.
I can see your body swaying as one floor below me. You don't even know me, and I love you. Oh, my baby.
Darling. Just ruined it. You ruined the whole song.
I ruined it. I like that song, too. I like that
twice
song.
Twice on the pipes.
Doink, doink.
That's not what pipes sound like.
That's all I have. That's all I had. I had nothing else to make a pipe sound. Clank, clank, I guess.
Did you just go doink?
I did.
Doink.
I did.
It's obviously one of those plastic pipes.
That would be more like a tunk, tunk.
Well, that was better than the doink.
Doink.
See,
I used.
Here's the thing. I get maligned on this all the time. All these promos that go out, you know, are just like me, you know, going crazy, blah, 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 whatever it is. And then it comes here, and I'm not the only one going crazy, but
I'm not going crazy.
People think I'm crazy.
You are crazy, but here's the difference.
Yes,
you
are too.
I do mine in very tiny little unusable promo packages. So you're never just going to go me going doink, doink as part of a promo. Whereas you last week spent 45 seconds explaining about, do you know who I am? Do you know
it
who
was more
I am?
Like 15
I know who
seconds.
You are. Who am I? Where you are? And then there's that who's with the Whoville and
listen,
the what are you?
It made perfect sense.
It ended in a good place.
There are known knowns and there are unknown knowns, but it's the unknown unknowns, or the seething sea ceaseth, and thus the seething sea sufficeth us.
Yes.
I mean, all these things.
See, and now you wonder, because you just did that, that's perfect for a promo. They're not going to use doink doink as a promo. Although I would use, I do this at home. When I watch replays of home runs.
Doink, doink.
I go, when he swings, I'm like, doink, it's gone. If I called Major League Baseball, my home run call would involve the word doink.
Oh, doink, 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 doink,
no, not doink. No, it's just a single doink.
Doink?
It's a doink. Doink, and it's gone. That is how I would call a home run.
Doink, and it's gone.
Yeah, and it's not good. I mean, it's not good. It's like boom goes the dynamite, but it would be my signature.
Boom,
no one else
boom
is ever
goes
gonna,
the dynamite.
No one else is ever going to use doink as a home run call.
I think you're probably right about that.
It
right?
It would be very unique to me.
Doink.
What would you? How would you call a home run?
You know, I'm not sure, and the reason why I'm not sure is I don't believe that, and it's a reason why I have done play by play. I've never done baseball, but I've done play-by-play,
mm-hmm.
And I don't have a call. Like, I don't think that there's necessarily one. I think that sometimes it has to be organically. I like the best one I like the idea of is when they had that hockey announcer
mm-hmm.
who was getting fed the lines from the Dan Le Batard show before he was on ESPN, and he would and say, like, whatever these ridiculous words were that the fans would bring in.
Right.
And so, but he'd go, goal! That'll put the basket back in the wicker or whatever,
yeah,
you know, like
yeah,
ridiculous,
yeah.
like whatever ridiculous yeah. thing it was.
A little phrase at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you can like, that's a sweet where you can just be like, home run, that'll, you know, put old Bessie back in the yard. You know, that's to me is more interesting than, you know that Goodman has been for years thinking about, you know, take a good look. You won't see it for long.
Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Yeah, it's gone.
I mean, I loved actually Adios. Adios. I thought that one was awesome.
I liked Adios. Mine would be more like out of sight. Like right from 1970s Good Times.
Yes. Out of sight.
Would have been awesome. And it works on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so instantaneous, like you can't prepare for doing
it. It must be a Homer Simpson because the pitcher just said, don't.
Best home run call ever isn't even a real home run call. It's not even from real baseball. It's from The Natural.
I don't recall.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. He hits it. It's like, say goodbye, Mr. Spalding.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, goodbye, Mr. Spalding. It's fantastic. It's a good one.
That's a good one. And well, if you want to call us, you should. 303-831-1340. And if you got a better call than the ones we have,
give us a better home run call.
Yeah,
mine's,
listen.
Mine's clearly not good. Mine's terrible, but it would be mine.
It would be yours.
It's like having an ugly child.
It would be yours to have and to hold for better for richer.
Poorer and worse.
Oh, my God. So that's kind of sports.
No, that was sporty. The Rockies aren't playing tonight.
But they look great, and they are finally starting. I can't be angry because they're starting to get, in the rankings, they're starting to get their due.
Yes, and in fact, today on Yahoo Sports, there was a big write-up as to why the Rockies need to be taken seriously throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, and then I read another one that from probably some guy who is one of those guys in the, who I might know, but who wrote that they're going to have to send down someone. Is it going to be Senzatella? I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
There's no way.
No. Here's what's going to happen.
He's the best pitcher on the staff
now. Listen, when they bring Mr. Guy back, Mr. Gray, okay, what's going to happen is they're going to take Trevor Story and they're going to put him down. They're going to put him on the disabled list because he's hurt. He's already on the disabled list.
Yeah, he's already on the disabled list.
But they'll put him down. So they'll play, they'll keep an extra pitcher. And then if they need to make a starting pitching move, they may bring down Herman Marquez, but they have a wait and see about all of these guys, and they may just go with one less player. I mean, you got a lot of issues. I mean, you have to deal with what are you going to do with a catcher? I mean, this is a bigger deal to me what's happening because they brought up Hannigan, and he's been great.
Yeah.
He's been great.
He's handled all those rookie pitchers really well.
Really well. But Walters is definitely going to be your number one guy. Like, he's the guy that they're pointing to. And then you have Justin Garneau, who's played great also.
Yeah.
Who do you take down, or do you play with?
Well, I mean, Walters can also play outside of the catcher.
He can.
So
that means
you
send
guy.
Down someone like Alexi Amarista?
No,
I don't think so.
You send down Story, and you're always smarter to play with an extra pitcher in Colorado. Always. That just makes sense. You play
yeah, but
with
not a starter.
Well, I mean, we've got some rookies, and maybe you take one of those rookies and put him in the bullpen.
No, I think if you were to do something, I think you might put Anderson down for a little bit to get right, because he hasn't been pitching very well. I mean, he got blasted, in his last start.
Yes. Here's the thing about that, though. I'm like, I feel for Anderson, and Anderson, you're right, has not pitched extraordinarily well. But he was pitching against a very, very good Dodgers team. I mean, that Dodgers team can hit, just like Washington. They can hit. I mean, and frankly, it's going to be nice to see how the Rockies do against someone outside of the National League West, someone in the American League. I think they play Minnesota, Cincinnati, and San Diego or something in the next three series. You know, if you win six of those, you go 6-3.
Yeah.
Now that puts you well ahead of.
Well, right now you are a
Dodgers,
game and a half ahead of the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers are playing tonight,
so they could make up a half game.
They are at the Giants, and those two teams have traded wins this year.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the Dodgers have taken the majority of those games, but it's not like they've swept them. Hey, listen, what the Rockies' mentality is this year is that they're seeing how many series they can win.
Yeah.
So when you think of it, they have lost two series all year long. They've got this, they've got the tie, but they've lost two series all along. So,
and one of those was to a very, very good Washington Nationals team. The series lost to the Padres. That's inexcusable, but it was earlier in the season. You can overlook it.
Will Myers hit for the cycle, man.
Yeah, that's terrible. But it was a fun day in baseball yesterday. I mean, it was really a fun day, with the exception of all of the national media exposure that they gave to that celebration in New York, which just made me sick.
I know.
It made me sick.
But it could be worse. It could be Boston fans.
Wasn't even the fans. It was the media.
Yeah, it could be the Boston media. Like ESPN.
Yeah,
those guys are terrible.
Those guys are terrible.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.